Okay, well, apart from the minor spillage, we're now going to drink the coffee and also sample some Heston Blumenthal. He's Dutch, isn't he? So it's a thal, not a tal.
No idea.
Yeah, because I heard him on Radio 2 once.
It would be tal, surely, because my auntie's called Taya, and that's T-H.
Okay, but when he was on Radio 2, he said, this is Heston Blumenthal on Radio 2. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Because he did a Christmas Day... Christmas something. Where was I? Could be Christmas Eve, because I was at my house, not yours.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway. So... These were on offer, weren't they, from Ocado?
Ocado, yes.
So these are Heston Blumenthal, or Tal, cocktail chocolates.
Chocolates, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're taking the cardboard sleeve off this posh box. Can we get Oliver to go away, please, because he's far too interested in this.
Ollie, lie down, please. Lie down, good lad. Properly. No, watch the coffee. Oh my gosh. Big bum. Lie down. Lie down.
Big bum, lie down.
Well, he has.
He's a writer, you know, everybody.
Absolutely.
Big bum, lie down.
I'm going to try this coffee. Quaffy. Wow. Got a fruity nose.
Seriously?
Oh, wow.
You're going to hiccup again.
Wow, that's quite... quite full on.
Is it too much?
It's like licorice.
Do you want some water in it or something?
No, I'll manage it.
It's not some sort of penance you have to do.
Once I adjust to it. Very different to the one I had today. It tastes more like the caffeinated one.
Well, it is decaffeinated.
No, it tastes more like the caffeinated.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said more like decaffeinated.
But it's a different bean, isn't it?
Different bean.
Different blend of bean.
Different bean, yes. Now here we have... Oh, a load of balls. Oh, smell that. Wow.
That smells nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Shall I get a ball out?
Yeah.
Okay. So these are spherical...
Oliver, go away.
These are spherical balls with a flat bottom, rather like a globe. Lie down. Now, get you away. Lie down. Now. They're the size of large marbles, aren't they?
Would you say?
Yeah. So, I'll put one in my mouth. Oh, God. Wow. Got the cure inside. Really nice.
And mine's got sort of creamy stuff.
That's what I mean. It's lovely. Like a Cointreau, isn't it? Mine was.
Mine, yeah.
Wow.
Very sweet.
It's nice. Sorry this isn't more kind of technical about the quality of the chocolate and all that stuff, but frankly, that's really boring. But, nice though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Best we can do, isn't it? Nice.
Very sweet. Mine was, anyway.
Mine
wow.
was as well.
Gosh.
But it's a pleasant experience when it's like a blister bursting in your mouth.
That sounds completely disgusting.
But a blissful blister of joy. You know? Like a
blissful.
Blissful blister of joy.
What?
In your mouth. It's nice. Yeah.
Wow.
No one's going to listen to this nonsense ever.
It's like a blister bursting in your mouth. That just sounds like... Bleh.
Okay, it does sound a bit grim. It's nice. It's a very delicate, soft, silky chocolate sphere that contains within it a magical yolk with a degree of sweetness and alcoholic content. And when you bite into it, it doesn't quite erupt, but it's very decadent. It kind of gently seeps into your mouth and says, I'm here, taste me, rather than saying, I'm here! So it's a subtle thing, rather than a big explosion. Because some liqueurs with harder shells, when you bite into it, it explodes in your mouth and it's a bit... Ugh.
Is it?
But these are more subtle.
So what's it like when you eat chilli in a restaurant, then?
I go,
Yeah. Really echoes lovely. Around the whole.
I know, I couldn't help it.
Whole room.
Any more to say before I...
Well, should we try another one?
Yeah.
See if they're different.
I don't know how much time I've got on this thing.
Let me try one from the opposite end of the box. Oh, wait a minute, there's all this stuff at the top.
Right, okay. Same shape, yeah. Okay, here we go.
Oh, this one's nicer.
Mm.
Very sweet, though.
Mm. Lovely.
A bit too sweet for me, actually, really? To be honest. Yeah.
This is brandy-ish.
Is it?
They are very sweet, but in contrast to the kind of liquidy kind of bitterness of the coffee, it works.
Mmm, that's true.
Mm. So, a tip. Eat these chocolates with something to balance the flavour, the palate, because they are quite sweet. Unlike your other, like Elizabeth Shaw and stuff do liqueurs, and they're more liquidy. These are more viscous. These are thicker and sweeter. But they're really nice. But have something to balance it.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
Good. I've only got 10 minutes because I'm stingy. And yep. Frankly, if I had more, I'd bore you so much, you'd probably all 9 of you would wish something upon me.
It might be good if they were insomniac, maybe.
Who?
The people.
Why? So they can listen to it?
Yeah.
It's far more interesting things to listen to on audio, boo. Well, that said, I don't see much apart from your singing.
Aww.
Simon says some interesting stuff.
Mm.
Sorry, I should say the technical stuff. What's it called? SN2N.
SM2N.
SM2N.
Yeah.
Anyway, and Graham Page with his food stuff.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Big wads of food. Brilliant. All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, you've got some time left.
I've got 2 minutes and...
No, I don't want interesting booers, by the way. This is just BJ's opinion, not mine. Can we just...
Okay, Well, I'm limited. My knowledge is limited, so I would recommend me. I'd recommend Fidun, Fiduwn, and Fiona Dunn sings. Yes?
Who's that then?
I don't know, some woman who sings a bit. Who else would I recommend? Now and again, Freaky Froof.
Froof.
I don't know how you... What's he called?
Freaky Froof.
Yeah, Louis.
Andre Louis.
Andre Louis, who I knew when he was a kid, and he was about 7. He used to bite you. He did.
He was 9, actually.
He was 9, was he?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because I knew him. Because I was there.
No, not John Edge, weren't.
Oh, no. Oh, well.
He was in the primary bit, and I was in the older bit.
Oh,
and he would
look
at you through the fence, and he would bite you and pretend he was a snake.
Oh, okay.
It's really quite surreal. But he does some interesting stuff. Living Audio 247, now and again. Sonic Maverick, now and again. Who else would you recommend? SM2N.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Who else?
And JN2N.
That's his wife, yes?
Yes. Simon and Yana.
Who else would you recommend?
Blah, 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 blah. Oh, there are so many people.
Are there?
But yeah, they'll do to be going on with, won't they? So,
I'm
yeah.
sure. And now and again, I boost something amazing. Every 6 months or so. Yeah. We're
probably running out of time now.
Yeah, we hope we are anyway, because it's boring. 1 minute, pause recording, button.